It's Beamaz and Beamer, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome in. It is Beamaz and Beamer here on a Tuesday morning. Good morning, Joe Beamer with you for the next hour. Hope you're having a fantastic start to this Tuesday, February 7th. You know, a few weeks back, I was talking about going down YouTube rabbit holes, all right, and asked you about what rabbit holes you find yourself going down on YouTube and all of this stuff. I went down a interesting one yesterday. I don't know what made me think of it. Actually, I do. It was the Buffalo Broadcasters posted something about Mr. Food. Remember Mr. Food? Ooh, it's so good. Well, I decided to see what's on YouTube from Mr. Food. And I got stuck watching a bunch of old Mr. Food on the local news. Remember Channel 7 used to carry Mr. Food back in the day? And I thought that was interesting. And I love the ones from the mid-90s, you know, before the internet was big. And he would say, send a self-addressed envelope to me right here at the station. And then he would send you his recipes. Then the later versions of Mr. Food, you could just go on the website and get that. But, you know, very interesting about, you know, not that long ago. We've been talking about the internet so much. Not that long ago, the answer was to send a self-addressed envelope and you would be able to get that that recipe that you saw on the TV. Just thought that was interesting. So, you know, still going down those YouTube rabbit holes. Another thing, we are a week away from Valentine's Day. Yes, that's right. Valentine's Day 2023, a week from today. And I think a week from today, I will tell my story of, you know, Valentine's Day being the day that you realize maybe that person you're with isn't that into you. But we'll talk about that in a week. But a week away, if you're like me, guys, you are scrambling to get a Valentine's Day gift. Now, I thought, you know, my wife and I are expecting our first child in May. I mean, come on, that's Valentine's Day gift enough for both of us, right? I don't know if that one's going to work. So, I found a list of the 68 best Valentine's Day gifts to buy for all your loved ones in 2023. Why they stopped at 68, I don't know. But here are a few of the things. And the number one thing, flowers, right? That seems to be the go-to with Valentine's Day is the flowers. You send them to that special someone's workplace, right? With a nice little card that says, thinking of you on this Valentine's Day. But I'm always the one that doesn't think of it until the actual day. So then I get hit with those extra fees. That doesn't really work on Valentine's Day. You do have to actually, in advance, schedule these flowers being delivered. According to the New York Times, you want to do that by February 8th. So I saw that on the list. That's number one. So if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift for the ladies, number one, that is they're roses, right? Sending roses. That's number one. Number two, a different arrangement of roses in a heart-shaped box. Now, I don't understand. I'm looking at the prices on this. I don't understand how I don't get flowers at all, right? I understand they look nice. Great. I don't understand how this is $100 more than a dozen roses the old-fashioned way. These are roses arranged in a box, and they're $100 more. I don't get it. It's just not my thing. You know what I mean? Number three, a set of PJs on this list. Number four, and this is where we'll probably get into the conversation later in the week or maybe next week on Valentine's Day. What is a Valentine's Day gift and what isn't a Valentine's Day gift? When I think of Valentine's Day gift, I think of, you know, again, flowers, a nice lovey-dovey little card. Oh, I love you. You know, blah, 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 blah. You know, quote a song. That's what I usually do. I quote country music in the when I write a letter to my wife, because my wife doesn't listen to country music. So then she thinks I came up with those nice words, right? Like, I remember our first Valentine's Day, I wrote a quote from a Brett Young song. And she thought I came up with those. But spoiler alert, I didn't. I got those from a Brett Young song. But she doesn't listen to country music, so she has no idea. She thinks all these lovey-dovey, sweet words, words written by me, and they weren't. I don't know if they were written by Brett Young either. I think they were, you know, written by someone else, but he sings them. So anyway, but here's the question. Because number four on this list is a coffee machine, a coffee and espresso machine with milk frother. Is that a Valentine's Day gift? Again, I thought Valentine's Day gift, you know, maybe some nice flowers and, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I guess anything can be a Valentine's Day gift. According to the New York Times, number four is the Nespresso coffee and espresso machine with milk frother. Number five on this list is a heart-shaped purse for $350. $350 for a purse. But, you know, $350 for a purse. I can't get over that. How about a date night subscription? I have no idea what that is, but that's on the list. Some chocolates, number seven, I don't know about that. And it goes on and on. I just thought this was an interesting list. So that's what they suggest for men to buy their significant other. Best Valentine's Day gifts for men. Number one on this list, Butcher Box meat delivery. $99. Not that bad. That's number one. Number two is a Star Wars Yoda One For Me Valentine's Day shirt. Now, if you've listened to me any extent of time, you know that I do not understand the obsession people have with Star Wars. I have tried numerous times to get through one of the Star Wars movies, and I think I may have made it 30 minutes. May have. I do not understand it. If my wife got a Yoda One For Me t-shirt for Valentine's Day, we're going to have to work on co-parenting because I'm not sure our marriage can last if she got me a Yoda One For Me t-shirt. I don't get the whole Star Wars thing, all right? I think there's a better chance of me staying up through the entire State of the Union tonight than watching one Star Wars movie. Yeah, I know. They're both tough. They'll both be tough to watch. But I think there's a better chance I make it through the State of the Union than try to even attempt to watch a Star Wars movie again. So we'll go through this list later in the week, but this popped up right before the show, and I thought I would do that. A coupon book is number three, ladies. So, you know, the Valentine's Day gifts for her, we have a $350 purse. We have roses. We have a box of roses. I don't understand the difference. And then number three on the list for men, a coupon book for boyfriend. So interesting. Maybe we'll get into what you're thinking of getting your significant other later in the week. But I wanted to talk about today, interesting finds in your home. And you're probably saying, Joe, what the hell are you talking about? Well, also from the New York Post, you can tell where I do a lot of my show prep. Also from the New York Post, there is a guy out in California who had to call the pest control, had to call Nick's Extreme Pest Control, Nick Castro, who's been in the business for 20 years. He's seen a lot of bizarre things, according to the New York Post, but nothing like this. Castro was called to a house to deal with a woodpecker that was causing damage to the siding by storing acorns in the holes it had created. Well, Nick got there. Nick, again, Extreme Pest Control, and yeah, found a few acorns. 700 pounds of acorns in this person's wall from the woodpecker. 700 pounds of acorns. It did more than just a little damage to the home. And now that is what this homeowner's figuring out. It did some exterior damage between the walls there and some work they're going to have to get done. But it made me think of, you know, things within your home. We have a lot of older homes here in Western New York. What is the weirdest or maybe the coolest thing you've discovered in your home? And, you know, I go back, my parents in 99, we moved here to Buffalo, New York, or to Amherst, and my parents bought a very old home, okay? And it was old. Let me tell you, my parents' house, it's old. But there is this safe in my parents' basement. Probably has been there since the house was built. This old safe, it doesn't lock anymore. But when I was a kid, I thought that was the coolest thing. This old school safe. It looked like something you would see on the Titanic. You know how they talk about, in the movie, she had that safe. It was like a bigger version of the safe Rose had on the Titanic. Okay. So I thought this was the coolest thing. I put things in the safe. I'm not sure. My parents have probably cleaned that thing out since then. But I would put things in the safe and go, oh, look, I'm storing stuff in this safe. There was also a cool coin in this safe. I don't know what happened to that. Of course, I lost it. But that was a cool and interesting find, right? And I think with all the old homes we have, old and beautiful homes, obviously, here in Western New York, I'm sure we are full of some really interesting finds, or maybe some not so interesting and not so cool finds, like this gentleman in California who is now repairing the damage a woodpecker did after storing 700 pounds of acorns in their wall. So what is an interesting find in your home? 803-0930-*930, or have you had wildlife do damage to your home as this woodpecker did damage to this person's home out in California? 803-0930-*930. Would like to hear that, because, you know, the interesting finds thing, really cool, right? And stuff that a lot of people choose to keep in their home. But when we talk about damage that rodents, pests can do to your home, or an occurring problem with pests, right? Going back to the first few years living that my parents had lived in the home they live in now, when we moved here in 99, my parents had there was a big ant problem in their home. And now ants are, you know, the least of anyone's concern. But there was a stint as a child where I was scared to sit on the basement floor, because several times when I did, I'd have an ant crawl up my arm. Now, you know, as 34 years old, that doesn't seem okay. Just, you know, get rid of the ant. But when you're, you know, 12, I don't know. It was at the time, it was just like, it creeped me out, right? I wouldn't say it was scary. It creeped me out. So, you know, I would choose to sit on the couch and not the floor, where there seemed to be an ant every night during the summer. 803-0930-*930. That gets you on. And then made me think, ooh, who left their reading glasses here, Jim? Oh, just the case. Someone left their Ray-Bans reading glasses case here in the studio. Wonder who that was. It's a very nice case, let me tell you. Then it made me think, and this was in our prep email from our boss this morning, talking about things in your home. What is that one thing that you just can't get rid of? No matter what. Everyone tells you it's stupid to hold on to, but you do, and you keep it, and it collects dust. But every time you come up to throw it away, you put it back in a bin, you move it somewhere. Maybe your housemates are saying, why do we still have this dumb thing? You've never worn it. I've never seen it on display. For me, event t-shirts. And I've had numerous offers from you, the great listeners, to have it, have these event t-shirts turned into a quilt. And I really do have to go through on this because, as you know, we are cleaning our apartment. We are getting our apartment ready for baby Beamer, okay? We have a garage now in the parking lot of our complex. So we've been putting a lot of stuff there, right? Storing stuff in there so we have more room for baby Beamer coming this May. And every time I go through my closet, what's the one thing I do? Go through all the bins. I say, okay, we're going to get rid of some of this stuff. And I go in with the mentality that I'm going to get rid of some of this stuff, right? I might use a different word than stuff, but you know what I mean. I'm going to get rid of this stuff. I keep saying that to myself. Open the bin, first thing that comes out, Battle of Bristol 2016. Well, I can't get rid of that. That's a Virginia Tech game. They may have lost that game, but that was a cool experience. I got to keep this shirt from the Virginia Tech game, right? Next thing, Winter Classic. Well, even though that shirt doesn't fit me anymore, I can't get rid of this shirt. It's from the Winter Classic. Fold it up, put it back in the bin. And numerous Virginia Tech game shirts, numerous Winter Classic apparel, like a shirt. I have a winter cap that I have not worn since 2008. But I won't get rid of it. I have all these event shirts. I will not get rid of them. Can't do it. I don't wear the shirts anymore. They're not on display in my house. They are just taking up space. I might see them once or twice a year when I decide that I'm going to try to clean stuff up and then remind myself, no, Joe, you're not going to throw this away. I also have another bin of clothes titled Things I Will Lose Weight and Fit Into Again. But as Jimmy Stelliano knows, because I talk about it with him all the time, it's been 3 years. You're still not fitting into these clothes. But I can't get rid of them. I won't throw them away. I will not go donate them. I am keeping these clothes because that is my goal. I will one day fit into these clothes again. Will I really? Let's hope so. I like to think positively. So far, there's been no proof that I will fit into these clothes again. So 803-0930, star 930. I'd be interested. Weirdest thing, coolest thing you found in your house. A time that wildlife, rodents, did damage to your home. Did a rodent issue ever force you to move out of your home? Like if you were this individual in California, and this woodpecker has now been picking your house to store their acorns. Now you're going to go through thousands of dollars of repairs to repair the damage from these acorns. What's to say that woodpecker is not going to go back to your house after everything's already patched up? I don't know how it works. Maybe there's a woodpecker repellent. But what if there's not? You know, what about with rats and mice and stuff like that? All right, you get the exterminator, you have them patch up your house, you make sure there's nothing remaining. Do you trust that's never going to happen again? Or just the thought that there might be a mouse going through your pantry, chewing through your storage bins, is that enough to say, hey, you know what? I can no longer comfortably live in this house. I'm packing it up. And I'm getting out of here. 803-0930, star 930. That's the number to get on. First text comes in, and I'm just going by what the article says, texter, but says, I don't think woodpeckers eat acorns. Again, I have no idea. All I know is, according to the New York Post and according to the pest controller, the bird had stored acorns all over the house, creating clear woodpecker holes everywhere. You would think this bird had stored food all over. Well, interestingly enough, it had. 803-0930, star 930. It is BMaz and Beamer, and we are back after the news here on WBEN.
It's BMaz and Beamer. Now, Brian Mazurowski and Joe Beamer. News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. It is Beamer, BMaz and Beamer here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Thank you so much for spending some of your morning with me. Greatly, greatly appreciated. You know, during the break, some nice texts are coming in. I do appreciate the text board. You know, sometimes people will try to get on your bad side, or not on your bad side, will try to make you feel unsure about what you said, which, you know, happens with me a little too often. But someone put this out there, and you know what? They're not wrong. As much as I'd like to say they are, they're not wrong. Said, if you haven't used or worn in the last 6 months, dump it. That's probably a good rule to have. Put the text right under it. I have bins of skinny clothes too, 20 years and still waiting. So, you know, at least my 3 years, I still have 17 to go. I do think once, you know, baby Beamer's here and space is going to be at a premium, I think there'll probably be a little more pressure to get rid of some of the stuff that I'm not using, right? A winter classic shirt, again, and maybe the quilt idea, which people have been talking to me about. Maybe that's where I'll go. That seems like a good idea. You can put that over the couch or something and have all those nice memories. I also have, you know, stuff from when I was at Madai and shirts from Madai College that I'd like to put on that quilt. So we'll see. We'll see. We've got time. We've got time to figure this out. It's only February. 803-0930, star 930, if you'd like to join this show this morning. We are talking about several things here on BMAZ and Beamer. Asking you, you know, we have a lot of older houses in the area. What is the weirdest or coolest thing you found in your house? I told you guys a story about a gentleman in California who found 700 pounds of acorns in their wall, did some damage, had to get that fixed. If you had something like that, maybe it wasn't cool, maybe it was weird, maybe it was annoying, maybe it cost you a lot of money, and would, or have you had, a rodent or wildlife issue that has forced you to leave a home, or would that force you to leave a home? 803-0930, star 930. And then, stuff you can't get rid of. And some people would say another word that starts with S that I can't say on the air that you can't get rid of. What is it? For me, it's event t-shirts. It's things that haven't fit me in 10 years from college. Event t-shirts. What about you? 803-0930, star 930. And on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, someone texted in, found a 1912 Coca-Cola calendar in the wall in the kitchen, along with other newspapers and things that were used as insulation when we were remodeling part of the house. We ended up taking it out carefully and had it framed. That's really cool. And I have a similar story when my parents were redoing their kitchen. They had their kitchen completely gutted out. And here's the interesting thing. Again, my parents' house, very old. When they were taking the kitchen apart and they were just ripping it apart, gutting it out, they found they didn't remove the flooring before putting new flooring down. Now, I don't know if this was a thing of the era, but there were, I don't know, I'm probably exaggerating here, 4 or 5 layers of flooring just on top of each other. And one of those layers were carpeting. Now, who the hell ever put carpeting in their kitchen? But there was carpeting and then, you know, layers of tile just plopped on top of each other. No, they didn't rip it up and then put down the new flooring. Just boom, 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 boom. And again, I don't know, was that like an era where that was the thing to do? Was there an era where kitchen was popular? I'm sorry, where carpet was popular in the kitchen? You know, when I'm cooking, when I'm doing things in the kitchen, I'm a very clumsy person. You can probably put that together by the times I trip over myself when talking on the air. I'm a very clumsy person. I look at just yesterday. Over the weekend, my wife had beautifully cleaned the stove in the kitchen, right? It looked like it did when we moved in. And then I made these things we make. It's called Buffalo Bites. It's just, we take chicken breasts, cut it up, put it in a pan, and throw some hot sauce on it. Very healthy, very delicious meal. We call it Buffalo Bites. And after I was done with the Buffalo Bites, there was hot sauce all over the stove that had just been cleaned. And, you know, I made my nice attempt, but 803-0930, star 930. We are going to go to the phones. We have Tyler in Buffalo. We'll take these in order. Tyler, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, Tyler. What do you want to say about that, about a rodent problem?
So, a rodent problem is always difficult to deal with. Coming from somebody that has done pest control for about almost 3 years now, it honestly all depends on where you live and also the state and the condition of what your house is built in and the structure around it.
So, Tyler, let me ask you this, because my thought is once a rodent gets in there, it's probably going to look to go back. What do, in the exterminating business, what do you do to make sure they don't come back?
Honestly, there's a couple options. You could either foam gaps and crevices around your house. You could put up a rodent barrier, which is normally like a metal hardware cloth that you could lay on the next side of your foundation with self-tapping screws that also help repel the rodents away from your house.
Interesting, interesting. What do you think about this 700 pounds of acorns? Have you ever seen anything like that?
Previously, I have dealt with some squirrel problems. I've never really seen an infestation of acorns such as that, but definitely close to.
Isn't that funny? Like, you know, we think of rats and mice, or at least I do, when I think of, you know, of rodents getting into the house. But, I mean, squirrels, they're all over the place, especially in the summer. I'm sure that's more of a problem than I think.
Yeah, actually, we get quite a few calls for the place that I work. And we're constantly out doing squirrel exclusion, sealing up points. I mean, we see a lot of activity in attics. We see a lot of activities upside the joists in your basements as well. So it honestly all depends on the infrastructure of your actual house itself.
Well, Tyler, I appreciate the insight. I appreciate the call. Tyler in Buffalo opens a line for you, 803-0930, star 930. We talked about Valentine's Day gifts as well. Rena's here on line one to talk about Valentine's Day gifts. Rena, good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for calling in. What do you got for us?
Just real quick, I want to say, 1 year I got a bouquet of houseplants. All different kinds, about Seth Noble. I'm nervous. So. And it was great. I loved it. It was a great gift, and I think that would make a great Valentine's gift for women. Or men, whichever, you know. But, yeah, I was really, really happy to have that because, to me, flowers are a waste. They die. They die within a week. You know what I mean? So I tell my family, don't get me flowers.
Right. And the plants, they don't. The plants last as long as you can take care of them.
Yes. And you can look at them and say, hey, this one or that one got me this plant for Valentine's Day, you know?
That's right.
Them are the kind of gifts I like. Gifts that are going to, you can look at and say, my son got me that.
Yeah.
Or my daughter-in-law got me that.
And it serves the purpose of the flowers, but it's something, as you said, will be there a lot longer than a bouquet of roses.
Exactly.
Hey, Raina, appreciate the call. Opens the line for you, 803-0930, star 930. Yeah, I think later in the week, we'll start going through, and maybe just once a day I'll bring up something, and if you guys want to call in with something like that, that would be great. Valentine's Day gifts. It's Valentine's Day. You know, as George Costanza says, do we ever get a month off? Right? Apartment warming gift. 803-0930, star 930 gets you on the air. Let's look on the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board. Some really good texts are coming in. I wish I could read all of them. Someone agrees with me. I'm with you on the event shirts. I have tons of cool concert shirts that I won't part with. I have clothes that don't fit that I won't part with because I feel they will again at some point. They say, I'm sure you'll do better. Well, Texter, there's no evidence of that. I've been on the air, and someone pointed this out on my Facebook page. I have been now on the air for 3 years talking about how I'm going to get back in shape, and for 3 years, I have not. So I appreciate the confidence, Texter, but I don't know. I got to change the way I'm approaching. I got to go back to the way 2014 Joe Beamer approached weight loss, and we're just not there yet. Someone on the Volkswagen, also Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, back to the heart-shaped purse. When my friend and I went shopping when we were younger, we would go to We had to get Stone Mountain purses, over $100, that had no money to put in it. Yeah, that's what I would think. Like, I have this nice wallet, which was actually a gift from my wife. That, you know, that's good. That's good enough to hold the cards and the cash that I usually don't carry on me. You know what I mean? And that's another interesting point. You guys are giving me topics for the whole week. Like, does anyone still carry cash on them? Like, I feel when I'm on vacation, I carry cash for some reason. But day to day, I might have a 20 at the very most. But do people carry cash still? I mean, you have less and less places that, I don't know, or less and less options for cash, I guess is what I'm saying. Like, we talked about grocery stores last week and the self-checkout. Most self-checkouts don't take cash. The only one I can think of that takes cash is Price Right across the street. So if you want to use your cash, you got to get in a line. And again, if you prefer that, that's great. You go to a Bills game, you go to a Sabres game, you can't spend cash there anymore. Everything's cashless. If you're on the thruway, you can't spend cash. It just scans your license. And we will bill you. That's what we do here in New York State. 803-0930, *930. The Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board is open at 803-0930. Someone says, stop collecting things now because 40 years from now, either you or your child children will have to figure out what to do with it all when they need to get you to go into a home. Yeah, and you know, I just started collecting baseball cards. So now just add that to the pile of stuff, even though I'm having a lot of fun with the baseball cards. I'm not going to lie. Let's go to Corey in Dunkirk on Valentine's Day gifts. Corey, what do you got for us?
Hi. Valentine's Day, I mean, I like it. I enjoy it. But the honest opinion that I have is that Valentine's Day, you get these cutesy gifts and everything like that. But those cutesy gifts and all that are showing your significant other that you love them. But you should have that love every day, you know what I mean? As far as my girlfriend and I, we got each other, not that cutesy stuff, but we got each other gifts, and she got me a shirt, and I got her little plushy things that indicate what we call each other, like peanut butter, jelly, little...
Now, Corey, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, because you're right. It's something that you should express every day, but when you're writing that Valentine's Day card... Isn't there a little more pressure to say the right thing for the Valentine's Day card? Yeah. Hey, Corey, sorry, your phone's cutting in and out. But I do agree, right? It should be something you express on a regular basis. But there is the pressure. You know, I've been with my wife. We've been together for almost 5 years, right? Am I doing the math right, Jimmy? Yeah, 5 years. And I still, you know, when I'm writing a card or I'm trying to put something lovey-dovey, I don't know. There seems to just be a little more pressure on Valentine's Day, on her birthday, you know, to write the right thing. Maybe that's just me overthinking. When it comes to me talking, I do a lot of overthinking. All right, before we get out of here, and we'll keep the Valentine's Day thing alive all week. We're a week away from it and all that. But before we get out of here, I just got... this email. And now, you know, State of the Union addresses tonight. I usually find that kind of stuff boring. I know my boss probably doesn't like me saying that as the host of Hardline, but I find things like the State of the Union boring, right? You've got the president and the party that they sit in going to say things on the party line, right? And people in that person's party are going to clap, and the people in the other party are going to sit on their hands, right? I mean, that's pretty much what the State of the Union is. We don't get anything out of the State of the Union. Maybe we get what the person in power believes they are doing. But there is nothing entertaining. There is nothing informative of the State of the Union. I think it's a waste of time. I have to be up at 3:45 in the morning, so I'm probably not going to be up for the whole thing. I just don't get it. And I said that when Trump was the president. I'm saying that when Biden's the president. And I'll say that for whoever the next president is. I think the State of the Union is boring. I think it's a waste of time. And again, it's just reiterating party line memos. But I just got an email from Bovada Press, sending it here to my email, jbeamer@odyssey.com. And these are the betting odds for tonight's State of the Union address. Now, I forwarded this to David, and maybe he'll go through it a little more as well. But these are the betting odds for tonight's State of the Union address, okay? The number one thing right here, number of times the balloon or balloons is said. Now, the favorite, according to this sports book, is zero, okay, at plus 110. One mention, plus 135. Two mentions, which I would, that's a waste of money. There's no way the balloon's going to be mentioned twice. 550, three or more times, plus 600. Now, words to be said by Biden during the State of the Union. The two favorites for Biden to say these words, and they're only paying out minus 2,500, democracy and Russia. China, a close second at minus 2,000. Infrastructure, minus 2,000. Putin, minus 1,500. Then we get to Jill, minus 800. And we go through the list. Now, there's some long shots in here as well. DeSantis, plus 1,000. Mar-a-Lago, plus 800. Fox News, plus 300. MAGA, plus 300. Trump, plus 200. And there's a lot of stuff in the middle of this as well. And I'm sure you can find this online. The length of the State of the Union. And this is time from Biden's first word to his last. 63 minutes or under at minus 160. That's the favorite. Or over 63 minutes would pay out plus 120. And then a lot of phrases to be said. I mean, you could even bet if President Biden's going to say "Fly Eagles, fly" at the State of the Union address tonight. If you didn't know, that's the Eagles' little saying, "Fly Eagles, fly." But if you're looking for some way to make the State of the Union fun, entertaining, well, there is a list, and I just summarized. I missed a ton of stuff on this list. I was just trying to give you a quick idea of what's on this list, including the television audience figure. Now, that won't pay out until February 17th because Nielsen has to confirm it. The favorite for that is 40 million or under, or over 40 million at plus 105. So very interesting. Like I said, I forwarded that to David. Maybe he'll talk a little bit about that. But, you know, now that we have betting on our phones, mobile betting, we can go to any app we want to and place a bet. Now you can place a bet on the State of the Union. I mean, you could bet on the election in 2020. You can bet on the State of the Union in 2023. What's next? Maybe you'll be able to bet on the primaries in 2024. Just trying to make things a little more interesting. Obviously, though, if you're going to place a bet, just like New York State tells you, bet responsibly and don't bet with money you don't have. Don't charge a bet, okay? That's why my rule is if you go to a casino, only bring cash. If you bring plastic money, you're setting yourself up for failure. That is all for BMAZ and Beamer today. Hope you have a great Tuesday. And I know it's going to get even better because you have 4 hours of entertaining radio ready to go after the news. It's David Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.